there are three candidates vying to be a Nevada System of Higher Education regent in District 11. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck takes a look at why they want the job.
District 11 represents Sparks, North Reno, and Washoe County, along with Humboldt and Pershing counties. The Board of Regents is a nonpartisan governing body for public colleges in Nevada. They have the authority to set policies and hire and fire institution presidents. The candidates answered questions at a forum held by the Nevada Faculty Alliance on Friday. Jeffrey Downs has been a professor at Western Nevada College since 2004. He says he's a big advocate for staff wages and supports collective bargaining and striking. And unlike the other candidates, he's open to allowing concealed weapons on campuses.
Running for regent is something that I've had an interest in, and representing faculty perspectives is, I think, important. We haven't seen it for quite some time. And I feel there's a bit of a tone deafness on the board right now.
And there's John Galtney. He's mostly retired, teaching one class at Truckee Meadows Community College, where he used to be the president in the late 80s to early 90s. Galtney says his priority is ensuring students have access to new ideas.
I'm running for the office because I believe there are fundamental flaws in NCHE at the current time. We started by recognizing the fact that we have consumed several chancellors because the office apparently is just structurally difficult to do, if not impossible.
There's also Steve Layden, who prides himself on having a different background. He worked in the financial services industry for 3 decades, where he says he learned how to build trust and solve problems. He says college has been incredibly important to his family.
My wife is a first gen. I get emotional about this. Her parents never made it past the 8th grade. Only 3 of her 11 siblings made it out of high school. And when I look at the impact she's had with earning 4 college degrees and working at UNR for 35 years, I want that for other families.
Following the nonpartisan primary, 2 of these 3 candidates will move on to the general election, unless one person receives more than 50% of the vote. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
As a note of disclosure, the Board of Regents to the Nevada System of Higher Education owns the license to this station. Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.